could probably maybe some more with the land, I don't know, but let's begin with a prayer and pledge of allegiance, you all of mine.
Dear Lord, we just come to you tonight, and we just pray specifically about the subject of health insurance and the benefits for the employees of Titus County. Lord, you know that the challenges we face are real, and you know that the needs of employees are real. We just pray that you'll help us reach an appropriate balance so that we can continue to provide the very best that we can for our employees, and at the same time be prudent with the monies that we are provided for by taxpayers in this community. We turn this meeting over to you, Father, and just ask that questions can be answered, and resolutions can be reached, and understanding will be made clear. We ask it in Christ's name. Amen.
Amen.
As allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, I've made about 50 copies of what is at this point nothing more than a proposal. Hopefully each of you have gotten a copy of that. Again, nothing has been voted on by the court at this point. This concept was just discussed for the first time last Thursday when we met with CAPS Insurance and our consultants. So it is not necessarily in final form. It is for a discussion tonight, and it's a working document. Our insurance consultants, CAP Insurance, honestly gets the credit for suggesting this as a possible way to deal with insurance, and I mean that sincerely. I appreciate it. I think it's a good idea, and it'll be our job to fill in the details as to whether or not we make this work and how we get it to work. We're running about 32% higher in our health claims this year than last year. Pretty hefty increase. 1 year ago, we raised the monthly amount that we contribute to our self-funded insurance plan from $750 per person up to $850 per person. So we took that hike last year. We're currently running over $1,000 in actual cost on a per employee basis. That means total claims divided by total employees, and we're running behind what we had agreed to book each year on behalf of each employee. We're running behind. When the actual costs are $1,000, we've only set aside $850. You see what the gap is there. We often think of our health insurance as simply making a monthly premium that we send off to an insurance company like Blue Cross or Aetna. But just as a reminder, Titus County, on the other hand, is a self-funded plan. And this means instead of paying that insurance company, we put that $850 on behalf of each employee each month into one special account. And that pool of money is used to pay the claims of our employees. We use UMR as our administrator to handle all of those claims, but they only handle claims according to the terms that the Commissioner's Court establishes. They don't take liberties on their own to deny someone or approve someone. It is simply based on the plan. And when that plan is deemed to be unfair by someone, we simply blame an insurance company. Well, no, that's not really accurate. We need to be blaming this commissioner's court. If we design the plan one way and it doesn't work out the way we intend, as it has in the past, we can make some adjustments and we'll continue to do so. But anyway, we use UMR as the administrator who helps us pay those claims out, whether it goes to you as an individual, or whether it goes to a doctor, or whether it goes to a pharmacy. No one up here at this bench likes having to deal with the problems that we're facing. And we understand that even a slight increase As always, we're looking for the best possible solution to control the county's expenses and be as reasonable as we can to the taxpayer level. We also, and I want to emphasize this, we want to provide the very best compensation and benefits package that we can for our valuable employees. The cost of healthcare is rising at an incredible rate. Our situation is not unique here in Tyson County. Companies and municipalities all over the state are facing this and have been facing this for years. Compensation increases oftentimes do not keep up with insurance cost increases. This two-tiered suggestion attempts to keep the cost of your insurance to a minimum with the base plan. The employee premium remains at zero, meaning it doesn't cost an employee only any additional money in the form of a monthly contribution. The level of dependent coverage does increase slightly, but it only goes to the level that we established a couple of years ago when we agreed to start developing an annual increase in the amount that you pay to cover your wife, children, spouse, both. The primary changes in this base plan are a reduction in benefits, and one would be the deductible goes from $850 up to $1,500. The annual out-of-pocket maximum goes from $4,000 to $6,550. The annual family maximum out-of-pocket goes up as well, and then the office visit copay, which is what most of us experience on a day-to-day basis, goes from $25 to $40. Non-generic increases slightly. Generic stays at $5. Emergency room visits increase from $100 to $200 for a genuine emergency. And a non-genuine emergency room visit, if we still have a facial use of, that will get tagged pretty hard because it will become part of your deductible and your co-insurance if the procedure that you end up using the emergency room for is determined to be non-emergency. For anyone that feels like they need to have the benefits of what I'll call the buy-up plan or the more premium plan, this maintains most of our current benefits and price points, but an individual employee would pay $100 a month for this employee-only coverage and then see some significant increases to dependent coverage. Dependent coverage has been underpriced for years. We've not kept up with that cost as we should because we've not wanted to force those increasing costs on our employees during years of little or no raises. Perhaps our insurance costs will slow down or even revert to the level of the better years we've had in the past. We just don't know. Nobody in this room knows. But to allow these costs to continue to rise without some form of a containment plan would be irresponsible on our part. At this time, I'd like for any commissioner that wants to say something to voice their comments. I'll open up the floor for comment after that. Based on the number of people here, I think we can go. I suggested 2 minutes. We can probably go to 3 minutes for anyone that wants to make comments. After public comment, I'll turn it back over to the commissioners for final comments and see if they want to take any action tonight. We do have a 6 o'clock public budget hearing tonight. We've got to make
Yes, yes.
What we're looking at is 9 months. Now, I looked at this, I looked at the different plans, there's good parts of that, there's bad parts. I personally would like to stay with one plan for everybody. We got $1,500 deductible for individual. We went up a little bit last year. That's what I thought we were going to do this year, but if it went from $1,500, I'd rather stay at $9,000, just like we planned. $1,800 for family, deductible, and then annual. Max out of pockets, $4,000 for individual, then $8,000 for family. The percentage is 8%, it used to be at 9%. That is how it's done. My office visit, I thought it was 25. We held off. I think this is something we can use moment to moment. We just got to get used to it. We've never really done it before. I have not. I think that would help. Instead of having to go to the doctor, you've got a sinus infection, you can do this. You've got to do it in a time program, and instead of having to go to the doctor, they call and get medicine, get antibiotics, or anything like this. They will not do the pain prescription deal. This is strictly for people that are sick. Of course, the urgent care, I would like to do that at 60. Emergency care, I don't have a problem with this. I think it's a little high, but I can live with the 300. But if you have an emergency, you need to go. You go. Period. We don't have enough. A lot of times, I know this year we had some event that was emergencies and others. Had any suggestions or something like that. That's going to be something we have to talk about, not us. the generics, I'd like to leave it at 5. Brand name's 25. First brand is 50, especially drugs and other things. Always, this is where you step up. I want to say that any increase for boys, boys and children goes up $20. For 280, employee spouse 350 goes up $25, employee families $400, that's a $30 increase. And then the monthly payroll, employee second monthly payroll reduction, zero, 150, 175. That's what I would like to say. I think 9 months, we have 6 cases this year, 1 employee, 2 spouses, and I think 3 children. We normally don't have that many children that the council did. So that's not, I don't look for that to be a yearly thing. Most times we have 1 or 2. That's probably about average. But personally, I would like to see 1 plan for everybody. Let's go up a little here, a little there, so we get this year finished. But we might have a better look at it. I'll look at it next year. I don't know. But anyway, that's what I'd like to see happen.
Well,
this is something that, I've looked at several different things since we met the other day. And my wife has got another job now, and she's almost at the point of pushing to take out the insurance there. And I have, we say I've figured it as to which way is the best for us to go. And it's something that, we've got to make a decision on. I like the two different plans, that way, you know, the person thinks they might need the upper plan, and, you know, they can take it. As far as the deductibles, they're still extremely low to what, even if on the base plan, if 1500, you're still extremely low to what most employees and all our employers have. That's my feelings on it. I think it's good to have the two plans. That way, if somebody thinks they need it, the better than they're backing you.
Okay. Any comments from our audience or local? Colleen, come on up to the podium. Get your comments on recording.
Over there.
Will you put that on? It's not.
Should we not? I don't really have a comment. I was just wondering if you had some sort of, some just general, what's the difference going to be in the two plans as far as what's covered and what's not covered?
Yeah, if you didn't get one of these when you came in here, so.
Oh, what's covered and what's not covered?
Essentially, the types of coverage are going to be the same. It's just how much of it is your bill responsible for, or how much it costs you in the form of the premium. But there's not going to be any differentiation according to this proposal in whether a procedure is covered or not covered, or a drug is covered or not covered.
Okay.
That's a good question. And my hope, anyway, is that this base plan would be acceptable by 100% of our employees. I don't know a situation where somebody would feel that they would need to have that more expensive plan. Perhaps there are situations out there, somebody just wants to be conservative and they're scared of having that kind of a high deductible sneak up on them. But in order to maintain that, that's why the costs to the employees have gone up. But I certainly hope that the base plan would be anyone else? Come on up.
Hey, Jeff. Is there any way that y'all can consider, because I realize that you're going to have to go on the deductible and stuff with the increase in cost. All of it's good except right here on the monthly premium, holding in one more year where they're at, go up and everything else like you got planned. Just hold on.
I want to show you one chair. Well, if you look, the significant increases are on the buy-up plan. The increases to the dependents are really fairly minimal, if you'll note there. You've only got a $20 a month increase to cover children only. You've got only a $25 increase to cover a spouse. And to cover the entire family, you've only got a $30 increase.
Right.
Those increases were voted on 2 years ago. We got a stair-step plan that we had approved 2 years ago. And so to change this would be going against
You're right, in our minimum. And that's why I was wondering if it would be possible, since we're going up so much on the deductible and stuff, if we could not hit the employees with
a little bit. Yeah, anything is possible. We're here to consider that. You know, Commissioner Fields has suggested not as much of an increase in the deductible. I mean, there's all kind of different ways that you can tweak this, but knowing how few people actually hit that deductible, we're hoping that the increase in the deductible will generally be
play that part, and I think that's what's very, if I can use it, and I pay the deductible. If I don't, then I don't. So, I mean, that's why I'm wondering, because that is new library, but it's not locked on up. That's why I'm wondering, would it really hurt the plan if that, if you went up on the deductibles, kept it all there, except for just that, since it wouldn't be, in my
Sure, my personal feeling is this is where we've been so out of balance on our plan, is our dependent coverage. Our dependent coverage, if you look at it in our peers or in other companies, dependent coverage is significantly more expensive. Just about every place that I know of in the Titus County, to cover a family with these kind of benefits for $400 is still an amazing deal.
I'm glad that we can offer that.
But also respect your idea that you're trying to watch increases and make this more palatable any way that you can. So that is certainly one suggestion we might want to consider.
I'd like to start out by just thanking the court for allowing me the opportunity to speak on this issue. I feel very passionate about the issue of insurance and benefits for employees. I feel like one of the main reasons people take a government job is increased benefits and good pay. You as commissioners, I think all need to realize, and you as a judge, all need to realize that one of your biggest assets are your employees. And they are your front line. It's my personal belief, and I think that I can get the stats to back this up, the more you continue to cut pay and benefits, the more turnover you guys are going to have, the more retrained, and the more out of control this health care cost is going to be. There's some things that I'm not going to get into tonight that I could probably say. But the fact is that I'm not only a county employee, I'm a citizen here. And we've had many years of tax increases. And what I think it's time for you guys to do is sit down at this budget hearing and make some serious cuts at this budget hearing instead of cutting employees. As Commissioner Parker, Commissioner Parker, you brought up a good fact. You know, the outside market pays a lot more. And a lot of these employees, when they started, they took the job thinking that the benefits outweigh the pay, and they knew that. You know, and these proposed changes, they may be okay for someone that makes $70,000 a year. But for that employee that's sitting back here that's making $20,000 to $40,000 a year, don't you think that cutting more is a slap in the face to them? I would pose this question to you. What has this court done to cut budget items before reaching further into their employees' pockets? What have you done? These are people that live in Titus County, shop, and vote.
encourage my commissioner to vote against any insurance change, and I would encourage all of you to work on real budget cuts. I think these are pennies you're talking about. What, even if it's pennies, I think it's, I think the last place you need to be cutting is employee benefits. And if you got to the point to where you need to cut employee benefits, it's serious time to go 6 o'clock to cut a lot of other things. Thank you.
Anyone else? Well, gentlemen, again, these are numbers or proposed from the handout that I gave you tonight. It's an action item if you so choose. You heard at our meeting last Thursday that any changes we're going to make. We have a D-Day next Monday night. We've got to make these changes so that CAPS and UMR can implement these changes into the plan and be ready for our meetings with individual employees that start on the 19th of October. We're just a few weeks away from that. It'll take time to get all the materials changed. But open enrollment being so close, we've got to make decisions quickly. So I gave this meeting tonight, of course, you've got next Monday night's commissioner report. So therefore, I'll ask you what you want to do, either specifically to this proposed plan, do you want to think about it another week? What would you like to do in any kind of scenario? Mr. Barbie, you need the additional time to think, and you're prepared to make a decision. Steve?
I really want to make that decision.
Commissioner Hill, what about you?
Thank you, Bob.
Would you like me to put this on the agenda and be prepared a week from today, at 9 o'clock a.m. meeting on the 26th? About him. But, Mr. Fields, what about yourself?
Good job, Dr. Howard. I thought a lot of people were going to feel some kind of knock-in. But I thought about a while ago, I mean, just looking at it, I think from what I remember, they'd be back record on this. Did we have, out of all our people, which is approximately around 200, we had 21 that met the deductible. I just didn't like I've heard that number.
And I was still figured from a year ago.
Okay, I told you, I would go to 1,000 and 1,000. That's 200 increase. That 150 increase.
So you're talking about only one plan.
Yeah.
Eliminating the buy plan and having one plan and specifically $1,000 individual deductible.
And 2,000.
Yeah, 2,000 family deductible.
Okay. And then the rest of what I talked about, I'd like to stay with the one.
Do you want to put that in? You're not putting that in the form of a motion for tonight. You don't think you'd like to wait until next week before you want to say what you want to do?
I'd like to wait next week. That's your best people. I'd like to talk.
Okay. Commissioner Riddle, what would you like to do?
I'd like to wait.
Okay. Somebody make a motion. We'll table this until the 26th next Monday. Motion is made by
anyone else have a comment before we